Will Washington State join Maine and Nebraska in feeling the burn? We're going to find out later this month. The senator from Vermont has won 8 primary contests so far. His challenger, Hillary Clinton, has taken 12. But this weekend, Bernie Sanders won support from the Seattle Times. The paper endorsed Sanders and John Kasich in their respective parties over the weekend. Why? I asked Seattle Times opinion page editor Kate Riley.
I think part of it is just that Bernie is a refreshing, authentic candidate. He cares a lot about a lot of the issues that we care about. Specifically, he's harder on banks. He's been a good government kind of guy. We think he'll be on FCC issues and consolidation, that he will be much more a people's president than Hillary Clinton will be. You know, we did point out, too, that this is an editorial that's a moment in time at this point. Who knows? We may end up endorsing Hillary in the general, or we may end up endorsing somebody else in the general.
What would make you switch to endorsing Clinton in the general over if you're endorsing Sanders now?
It depends on who is on the other side of the ticket, right? Trump and Hillary? I don't think we would ever endorse Trump, for sure.
I'm so curious about this, Kate, because I think of the Seattle Times as being relatively business-friendly. The Times has supported the Export-Import Bank, which Bernie Sanders calls the Bank of Boeing, and the Times has opposed the estate tax. In other words, by Seattle standards, I think of the Times as pretty conservative. Do you see a disconnect there that I'm seeing?
No. I mean, we're not an ideological editorial board, that's for sure. I mean, you know, for the last 2 cycles, we endorsed President Obama over his challengers. We often go for the candidate that we think is the best candidate. We think that Bernie does bring something that Hillary Clinton does not. You know, she's very aloof in her campaign. She doesn't give many interviews, whereas Bernie is much more in touch with folks. He has some interesting things that he's saying about income inequality. He's a really authentic person and a candidate, and has been over his whole career. Now, I know he did refer to the Bank of Boeing last night with regarding the Ex-Im Bank, and we do support the Ex-Im Bank, and we utterly disagree with him on that position.
You also endorsed John Kasich on the Republican side. Why not just endorse Kasich or Sanders now? I mean, are they both really okay with you? You favor Sanders over Clinton, but would President Kasich be okay with you?
Well, this is a moment in time editorial. We decided to weigh in on this mostly from what was happening on the Republican side of the primary. You know, we were toying with the endorsements over the last couple of weeks. Should we make a recommendation or should we not? Should we wait till the caucus or the primary? And the debate on Thursday really kind of just said, my gosh, we have to take a position. And if we're taking a position on the Republican side, we should take a position also on the Democratic side, especially with the Democratic caucuses coming up this month.
Kate, I have to be honest with you. When I see really any newspaper's endorsement, I think of it as kind of PR, because nothing's really at stake for a paper. It's not that influential. But just as the Stranger's been pretty kind to Hillary Clinton, I think, oh, they're broadening their appeal. And I think the same about a Seattle Times or anybody else's endorsement. Am I too cynical? What do you say to that?
Well, I mean, I don't consider it public relations, because we often take a lot of heat from our recommendations. There's a lot of your listeners who will remember in 2000, the Seattle Times recommended George W. Bush for president. But I would also remind you, too, that I think probably 10 months before that, we endorsed Bill Bradley for the whole shebang. So, and then we got over the mountain to George W. Bush. So it's a moment in time endorsement of the two sides.
You would feel good about President Sanders, though. I mean, it's a moment in time, but no matter what happens, President Sanders, good with you, good with the Times.
It's possible, yeah. I mean, if it's Sanders versus Trump or Sanders versus Cruz, we'll have to take a look at it then for sure. Believe me, we're not going to change our position on the Ex-Im Bank. So, you know, we're going to continue to be watching his campaign and what he says. I know that his campaign is just gearing up here in Washington State, and he referred to Washington, Oregon, California yesterday on one of the Sunday news shows. So I'm really excited to hear what he has to say about Washington State issues. I only hope that we get to hear from Secretary Clinton and what she says about Washington issues.
Kate Riley there, editorial page editor at Seattle Times, feeling the burn there. Their editorial board backed Bernie Sanders and John Kasich for president over this weekend.